Olympics still on in the Sutton household, and now the boys are starting to ask questions about the athletes, what they get. You know, like, do they get, you know, it's cool that they're there and they get a medal, but like, do they get anything else? What happens?
Well, they can get endorsement deals. That's where the bulk of their money comes
from.
Get
on a Wheaties box.
They get paid a little bit if they get a medal, but not...
They do, and then I mean, I was looking
something
through.
Something that sounds not bad to me, but considering all the work they put in,
right,
doesn't seem like a lot.
The breakdown is, it depends on the country. Here in the U.S., if you win a gold medal, the U.S. Olympic Committee gives you $37,500, $37,500. If you win a silver, it's $22,500, and if you win a bronze, it's $15,000. So that's not bad, and again, in the world of capitalism, you come back, you squeeze that out as much as you can, get a few endorsements before people say, wait, what was your name again? Who are you?
But didn't you tell me yesterday that Snoop Dogg is getting paid $500,000 a day for being a commentator for NBC?
Correct, but that's NBC's world. So yeah. See, that's the way to do it. But then they were, Josh was saying like, well, since it's gold, like what if you sell it? I'm like, you know, what if you melt it down and sell it? I'm like, you're kind of missing the point, but
the gold, there's, it's not solid gold,
right?
I don't think.
No, it hasn't been. In fact, it's mainly made out of silver, but the quote-unquote gold medals are worth about $950, silver medal worth $486, and a bronze medal $13. Isn't that awesome?
But it's not about the money,
right?
It's about the pride and the nationalism.
Of course. And right? Getting to wear the flag on your shoulders, mm-hmm, like a cape. That's what it's all about.